Lynn told an audience at Washington's Peterson Institute for International Economics that two major issues must be addressed to prevent the global downturn from becoming even more serious.
One is whether we can overcome the protectionism or not. And the second, whether we have the wisdom to come up some kind of decisive, large enough, coordinated fiscal stimulus.
Lynn expressed concern that the commitments to avoid protectionism made by the leaders of 20 high-income and developing countries last November might be eroding. A follow-up summit to the November Group of 20 meeting is scheduled for April in London. Lynn is the first World Bank chief economist to come from a developing country. Prior to assuming his position in June, he headed a research agency at China's Beijing University. He earned an advanced degree in economics from the University of Chicago. The World Bank official wants 0.7% of the value of each country's economic stimulus package to be committed as assistance to the world's poorest countries. Lynn said these countries need infrastructure projects that can promote economic growth.
It's because high-income countries do not have so many opportunities of those kind of investment. You make those kind of investment in a high-income country, the case of Japan is going to repeat it.
Lynn said that Japan found that in its program in the 1990s for combating a weak economy and deflation through government spending, was stymied by consumers who cut back even further on spending. Lynn did not say whether he thought the same might occur in the United States, which is finalizing a program of some $800 billion in tax cuts and emergency government spending. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.